Good morning and a warm welcome to your show, Sunny Mornings in Boston. I'm your host, Melissa, and it's Wednesday, December 11th. You'll be interested to know, 26 years ago, today, in 1998, the Judiciary Committee of the United States House of Representatives recommended three articles of impeachment against President Bill Clinton, with a fourth article added the following day due to actions related to his affair with White House intern Monica Lewinsky. This event marked a significant moment in American political history. So now you know. And now, it's time for the weather report. This morning, it's light rain and feels like 42 degrees with 15 mile per hour wind. The sunset will take place at 4:11 and it will rise again tomorrow at 7:04. It looks like we're in for a gloomy Wednesday with rain and patchy fog throughout the day, a high near 63, and a strong south wind gusting up to 48 miles per hour. Tonight, expect more rain and isolated thunderstorms before 7, with a low around 37 and a blustery southwest wind gusting to 54 miles per hour. For all you beach runners out there, the first high tide Wednesday will be at 7, with a low tide just before 1:30. The nearshore buoy at Cape Cod Bay reads, looking ahead in the weather. Expect mostly sunny skies on Thursday, with a high near 42 and a slight chance of rain in the afternoon. Thursday night will be mostly clear, with a low around 23. Friday brings sunny weather, with a high near 35 and a partly cloudy night, dipping to 23. Saturday stays mostly sunny, reaching a high near 38, before a slight chance of rain late Saturday night, with a low around 30. Sunday offers a chance of rain, with mostly cloudy skies and a high near 45, then a low around 35 at night. Bonjour, food enthusiasts. This podcast is brought to you by Versailles Cafe and Pastries in Encinitas. Nestled on El Camino Real South, just north of Encinitas Boulevard, this cafe is a haven for culinary delights. Indulge in their amazing Eggs Benedict or their gluten-free crepes. You can grab a panini for lunch or just breeze on through to get your morning coffee. They are open every day from 8 to 5. So stop on by and don't forget to tell them Sunny Morning sends you. In local news, the U.S. men's national hockey team will face Sweden on Monday, February 17th in Boston as part of the exciting Four Nations Face-Off tournament. This event marks the first international competition involving National Hockey League players since the World Cup of Hockey in 2016. Those interested in attending can purchase tickets online through reliable sellers like StubHub, Vivid Seats, and SeatGeek, with prices starting at $155. Team USA features a talented roster, including players with a combined 47 international medals, showcasing a thrilling lineup for fans. Now on to sports. Rumors are swirling about the negotiations between former NFL head coach Bill Belichick and the University of North Carolina regarding their coaching vacancy. Reports indicate that Belichick has presented the school with a 400-page organizational Bible containing demands he is unwilling to negotiate. This document outlines structure, payment plans, staffing choices, and salary minimums, requiring a significant investment from the university. Belichick envisions transforming the program into a pipeline to the NFL, emphasizing a professional training environment. However, pushback from trustees and faculty raises questions about whether the school can meet these demands. In local sports, last night, the Winnipeg Jets dominated the Bruins 8-1 in Winnipeg. David Pastrnak scored Boston's sole goal. Mark Scheifele was unstoppable with two goals and an assist, The Bees struggled defensively, allowing 5 unanswered goals in the third period. Boston now stands at 15-12-3. Tomorrow night, the Bruins take on the Kraken in Seattle. Thursday night, the Celtics, with a dominant 19-5 record, host the Detroit Pistons at TD Garden. Jason Tatum, averaging 28.4 points per game, leads the Seas, while Cade Cunningham, with 23.9 points per game, leads the Pistons. In top news, in Dallas, a surgical center faced a shocking crisis as patients experienced near-fatal emergencies, raising serious concerns about safety. On August 24th, 2022, 18-year-old Jack Adlerstein suffered a catastrophic incident during a routine procedure for a deviated septum. His blood pressure dangerously soared, leading to a heart stoppage, wasn't transferred to intensive care. Meanwhile, anesthesiologist Melanie Kaspar tragically died from a fatal dose of bupivacaine, a medication found in her system. Investigators soon uncovered a disturbing pattern, tampering with IV bags. This led to the arrest of anesthesiologist Reynaldo Ortiz Jr., accused of intentional harm, prompting calls for increased accountability in healthcare. In business news, the Bank of England is expected to maintain its bank rate at 4.75% on December 19th. Policymakers have indicated a gradual approach to rate cuts, in contrast to other central banks like the European Central Bank and the United States Federal Reserve, which are anticipated to lower borrowing costs. Concerns remain over the jobs market and the impact of the new government's budget on inflation. Investors predict only 3 reductions in rates by the end of 2025, while the European Central Bank may cut its rate by a total of 150 basis points. In crypto movement, Bitcoin is just under $97,700. Ethereum is just under $3,700. And Goatsy's Maximus is falling to 59 cents. Moving on to a more local vibe. In our community spotlight on health and wellness, we are working with a national Pilates studio to bring you some free classes, so listen up. Check out Club Pilates, with several locations in the Boston area. Pilates presents a comprehensive wellness approach, cultivating strength, reducing tension, and elevating mental well-being. Scientific research affirms its benefits. So now you can check out Club Pilates for a free class, with locations in Canton, Wellesley, Hingham, Brookline, and Framingham. Just be sure to tell them Sunny Morning sent you by. And now, back to the show. Let's talk tech. President-elect Donald Trump has named Andrew Ferguson as the next chair of the Federal Trade Commission. Ferguson aims to challenge censorship from technology companies and reverse Lina Khan's perceived anti-business agenda. Trump praised Ferguson's commitment to protecting freedom of speech in a post on Truth Social. Ferguson's plans, outlined in a document, include holding big tech accountable and opposing the trans agenda. Though he became an FTC commissioner in April, Ferguson will officially assume his new role on day one of Trump's administration. Trump also announced the nomination of Mark Meader as a commissioner. And in entertainment news, a fourth installment of the beloved Meet the Parents franchise is reportedly in the works at Universal Pictures, marking a long-awaited reunion for Ben Stiller and his on-screen father-in-law, Robert De Niro. After nearly 14 years, the duo is in early discussions to return, joined by Terry Polo and Blythe Danner. The franchise follows the comedic dynamics between Greg Fokker and Pam Burns, played by Stiller and Polo. Jay Roach is set to produce once again, with John Hamburg returning to write the screenplay. No official plot details or title have been confirmed, but speculation includes meet the grandparents or old fuckers. Well, alrighty, folks, it's time for the quote of the day. And today, our quote comes from the American author and mythologist, Joseph Campbell. And he said, "Find a place inside where there's joy, and the joy will burn out the pain." And that's a wrap for this morning. You can check out our Instagram, YouTube, and TikTok for some captivating aerial videos with local news and the weather reports. Have an amazing day, my good friends. We'll see you tomorrow with another episode of Sunny Mornings in Boston.